When daily life overwhelms, when grief or trauma remains unresolved, or when self-knowledge and some kind of enlightenment becomes a necessity, many in our society, if they can afford it, sign on for spiritual or meditation retreats. Usually, they hope that silence, meditation, daily classes in a bucolic setting will somehow change them and put their lives on a new footing. Occasionally that happens, but the result is more likely to be the days spent in the retreat in the play Small Mouth Sounds by Bess Wall, directed by Rachel Chavkin, at ACT Strand Theater through December 10th. The play opens on a set of chairs, soon to be occupied by six seekers of solace somewhere in upstate New York. The first voice we hear will be that of the teacher or guru, and their first instruction will be about silence. For the next few days, they are not to utter a sound, not open their computers, not text on their cell phones. The six are well chosen. Anyone who has been to a retreat knows them. The man experiencing the loss of a child, the couple dealing with deadly illness, the woman whose relationship just ended, and the man for whom everything's gone wrong, and then finally that guy, the one with the perfect body who gets all the yoga positions, says namaste all the time, and you know is just more spiritual than you are. Three men, three women. Much of Small Mouth Sounds takes place in pantomime, the only voice that of the teacher, though dialogue breaks through every now and then. It's a play that veers from subtlety to slapstick. These are people who can't be boxed in, and as often as they follow the rules, they break them. For anyone who has gone on these retreats, Small Mouth Sounds can tend toward nonstop hilarity, because it's impossible to not have run into one of these six, if not all of them. Those on the stage and the voice actor playing the teacher are all superb, lending both satire and realism to their roles. And even if you haven't been to a retreat, these are all recognizable people, maybe even some that you know. Playwright Bess Wall, whose work grew out of her own attendance at meditation retreats, says of the characters that they're both living inside of pain and fools at the same time, and it's that combination that turns what looks to be a mild satire into something much deeper. But you don't have to watch it for that. Small Mouth Sounds takes part in a theater tradition of pantomime, physical comedy, communication without words. And along with everything else in that sense, it's a refreshing change of pace, a retreat from the tropes of dialogue-heavy stage presentations. A note of caution, though, modern audiences have trouble handling silence. More than one theatergoer has had their experience of this play damaged by clinking ice, unwrapped candy, and inappropriate loud laughter. Small Mouth Sounds by Bess Wall, directed by Rachel Chavkin, plays at ACT Strand Theater through December 10th. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.